morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, March 10th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. The Wyoming House and Senate voted to override four of Governor Mark Gordon's line item vetoes to the state budget bill last week. Those line item vetoes had to do with executive branch agencies, a position within the state charter school authorizing board, and salary increases for executive and judicial branch positions. Gordon says his line item vetoes were needed to protect the constitutional balance of powers. The legislature holds the power of the purse strings in Wyoming and generally wants to preserve that. One veto the legislature failed to override had to do with the University of Wyoming. Gordon struck language that could have removed $10 million of UW's $40 million block grant if the university didn't find $5 million in efficiencies. That veto will stand. The legislature has until tomorrow to reverse any more of Gordon's vetoes. Wyoming has banned abortion when there's a heartbeat or detectable cardiac activity. In many states, that's meant a six-week ban. A group of abortion access advocates are preparing to challenge the new law in Natrona County Court. That includes Jovanina Anthony, an OBGYN in Jackson. She says a six-week ban is, quote, excruciatingly early.
Women who even have mildly irregular cycles aren't necessarily going to even know they're pregnant at 5 to 6 weeks. And women who maybe learn at 5 weeks may need time to process.
But the Wyoming law says the state has a compelling interest to protect the general welfare of the people, including, quote, unborn children. The law also says that childbirth is an essential element in the state's societal and economic structures. Governor Mark Gordon signed the law, but said it will likely not result in durable, lasting policy. He continues to advocate for putting the issue before voters to amend the state constitution. Wyoming's largest college scholarship just got its first major increase in its two-decade history. Governor Mark Gordon signed into law a bill boosting the Hathaway scholarship payout by more than 70%. The Hathaway is available to in-state students attending state colleges. It's a key source of financial support for many pursuing higher education in Wyoming. But the rising cost of higher education and inflation in general have reduced the scholarship's power. In 2006, it could cover 90% of tuition and fees at UW. This year, it covered just 40%. A separate bill that would have added some flexibility to the way the scholarship is paid out died earlier in the legislature session. Governor Mark Gordon signed 8 bills into law yesterday, including a measure that requires hospitals to have a searchable, public-facing list of standard charges for services. Plus, now anyone can donate a valid hunting license to a person with a life-threatening illness or someone who is vision-impaired. And if an individual sells a car to an immediate family member, they will now be exempt from paying sales or use tax. Gordon also allowed a major school funding bill to become law without his signature. The legislature session is coming to a close this week. Lawmakers will assemble to override any of the governor's vetoes tomorrow. A district court judge has tossed the Converse County oil and gas project. It was a plan for 5,000 wells that was approved under the first Trump administration. It's been tied up in court since 2022. Now the judge has sided with environmental groups, saying that the Bureau of Land Management's environmental review was inadequate and that the project left out important wildlife protections. Those parts of the lawsuit will still move forward. According to Wildfile, the BLM says it's reviewing its next steps. A brush fire near the town of Wright grew to more than 2,500 acres yesterday. Campbell County officials said fire crews had stopped the forward progress of the fire around 5 yesterday afternoon, and the said evacuation status was lifted. Highway 387 is also fully open. Officials said the quick response and availability of heavy equipment meant fire crews were able to stop the spread quickly. no structures were lost. Spending time outdoors is a big and growing business in our region. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, broader economic headwinds are posing challenges.
Outdoor recreation generated $1.3 trillion in economic output in 2024 and supported more than 5 million jobs. The new data comes from the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis. Jessica Turner is the president of the Outdoor Recreation Roundtable. She says the industry remains a major economic driver, but growth is starting to cool because of inflation and tariffs.
Affordability and uncertainty weighed on purchases and trips. These trends are still being experienced today. Wallets are thinner, trips are shorter, and purchases are fewer.
In the Mountain West, snow sports and hunting, shooting, and trapping are big money makers. Outdoor recreation plays the largest role in state economies in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. Nevada and Arizona saw some of the fastest growth. And Colorado has the 10th largest outdoor economy in the country. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A new exhibit at the State Capitol Building will help Wyoming students get hands-on and learn about state government. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reports the newly opened Civics Lab is designed for students in 5th through 8th grades. It focuses on the first five articles of the Wyoming Constitution and the three branches of government. A University of Wyoming team recently took home first place in the team roleplay division at the Pacific Northwest Sales Competition. Trent Fitzgerald, Brett Vanu, Luke Kelly, and Jacob Kornman had to solve a complex business case centered on strategic staffing and talent solutions for a technology client. They were competing against teams from across the country. The roads of Converse County are about to get a little nicer thanks to a limited edition gift. The Douglas Budget reports Caterpillar gave a brand new grader to Converse County Road and Bridge as part of the company's 100th anniversary celebration. The blade is the third out of five worldwide. And Jack and Mary Jo Lasco of Gillette are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. The Gillette News Record reports they still remember the first spark from when they got together. Congratulations! For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Are self-driving vehicles legal in Wyoming? Send us your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is the state insect of Wyoming? Well, it's one with a kind of punk name. It's a butterfly called Sheridan's Green Hairstreak. Found in the mountains and foothills, it's a sure sign of spring, as it is generally the first butterfly to emerge from chrysalis. Congratulations again to Sarah Roberts, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day, and join me again tomorrow.